and we start feeling their pain, and then we can't help them. Because then we feel it and we're like stuck and we're just overwhelmed.
For more than two decades, Michelle has counseled other parents about how to support their teens through this challenging phase.
It's just being there, not judging it, not trying to fix it, and waiting for her to say, this is what I need. Sit down, listen to your kids.
Kiana, pay attention. So what did you do with these questions?
One thing that grounds Sharia is tutoring in the special needs class at her high school. Today she works with Kiana, a sophomore who has Down syndrome.
You're great.
Thank you. You're great, too.
High five.
Mary Butler is a licensed family therapist, and for the past 14 years, she's also been chief probation officer for Napa County and has worked with suicidal teens.
The part of prevention that's really important is to help people understand that talking about suicide does not make people commit suicide.
Butler says in increasingly complex times, communities need to be proactive to combat the rise in teen suicides.
I mean, we're in a world now that is fast-paced, has a lot of pressure on children at a younger age. How they get their education is different. The amount of pressure to get a good education is all there, and it's all real. It's helping children cope through those parts of life. And if we give them those coping skills as children, they're going to be way better shape as adults anyway. Because if we give the children the coping skills and problem-solving skills so they have other choices, then they won't always feel like suicide's their option.
Denise Pope agrees. She's senior lecturer at Stanford Graduate School of Education and co-founder of Challenge Success, a nonprofit that seeks to offset these pressures. Pope says nationally there's a connection between more rigorous coursework and increased anxiety. And even though high school students are often stressed out about school, they tend to be less engaged in the learning process.
Even if you have straight A's, you might not be engaged. You might be playing the game. You might be doing a whole bunch of things. We have data on kids cheating. We have data on kids copying from each other. And basically, a phrase that I coined called doing school instead of really having it be about the learning. And what we noticed is those were the same kids who were showing higher rates of depression, anxiety, eating disorders, suicide ideation at what were deemed to be really high achieving schools and high achieving kids.
These so-called high achieving schools often pressure students to take AP courses, pressure that can begin even before their freshman year. And not all AP classes are created equal. Students often end up with enormous workloads, many of them in classes that they are not prepared to take. The pressure can result in stress, anxiety, ulcers, and sleep deprivation. Challenge Success is helping these schools monitor stress and health levels of the individual student as they consider which courses to take the following year. They are also working with school administrators on changes to AP policies, how to use time management worksheets, and how to create more project-based learning with less one-shot, high-stakes tests. For Sharia Smith, finding balance has been key. Academics, coupled with service work and singing, seem to be shoring her up, with just a few months to go until graduation. Karen Argood, FSRN, Napa.
National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned after it was revealed that he discussed U.S. sanctions against Russia with their ambassador in December. The Washington Post reports that the White House first learned of the issue last month. In late January, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates told White House counsel that Flynn had given Vice President Pence and other members of the administration misleading information about his interactions with the Russian ambassador. Yates warned that this could leave Flynn vulnerable to blackmail. Flynn's conversation on sanctions with the Russian ambassador happened the same day President Obama announced measures to punish Moscow for interference in the 2016 presidential election. Flynn is the third advisor to President Trump to have resigned during Trump's campaign and presidency over reported ties to Russia. The first was campaign manager Paul Manafort, who previously advised a pro-Russian Ukrainian political party and helped Viktor Yanukovych win the presidency of Ukraine in 2010. That was followed by the resignation of Carter Page, who had been Trump's campaign advisor on foreign policy. News broke that Page had significant business dealings with Russian-owned energy company Gazprom and other state-owned companies. Democrats and some Republicans in Congress are calling for a full investigation into Flynn's connection to Russia, including Senators Roy Blunt, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham. Oregon State Senator Ron Wyden says it's more important than ever that there be a thorough and transparent investigation. The American people deserve the full truth about what has happened to their democracy.
An influential science advisory group made up of the National Academy of Sciences and the National Academy of Medicine lent its support to the engineering of human eggs, sperm, and embryos in certain cases. The advisory group's support is intended to prevent babies from being born with genes known to cause serious disease and disability. It is intended for circumstances where no reasonable alternative exists. A plan is in place to track the effects of the procedure through multiple generations. Human genetic engineering has long been seen as an ethical minefield. A year ago, an international scientific panel declared that it would be irresponsible to make inheritable changes to the human genome until the risks could be better assessed. The current report's authors acknowledge that the recommendation crosses a line that, quote, many have viewed as ethically inviolable. However, they contend that new techniques required to perform gene editing have passed crucial milestones and have forced ethical considerations to the fore.
Today, the Oklahoma House Public Committee voted 5-2 in favor of a bill that would require women seeking an abortion to have written consent from the father. The bill was introduced by Republican lawmaker Justin Humphrey. Despite opposition calling the bill unconstitutional, it will now head to the full state house for consideration. In defense of the bill, Humphrey stated, quote, I understand that they feel like that this is their body. I feel like it is a separate, what I call them is, you're a host, unquote. The same committee also approved a separate bill banning abortions based on fetal abnormality or Down syndrome. The woman's rights group, NARAL, released a statement condemning the bill, calling it, quote, dangerous escalation of efforts by a radical fringe to impose their rigid ideology on the rest of us.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Audrey Eschwright, Tony Lutigra, Al Kahn, and Tom Flynn. The producer is Jenna Yokoyama. Special thanks to the Oregon News Service. Our engineer is Wesley the Potentiometer Seway. The KBOO Evening News Director is Charity Marchant, and the Evening Public Affairs Director is Kanan Schlesinger. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland. In Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Tony.
And I'm Jenna. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO. At 7 is Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Wednesday Talk Radio, Paul Roland brings you The Nature Fix, the new book about the restorative benefits of the natural world. Then at 9, Project Censored Radio examines the state of the free press in 2017. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. Then at 10:15, hear Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, The Food Show talks to the author of Meet Me at the Bamboo Table about how food can nourish the body, community, and our whole selves. Coming up next is Preference, but first we go to Membership Central. We have Dell and Janka to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
You got it, Jenna. We are here to remind you how amazing KBOO is. And before we do that, I wanted to let you know that this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from ADX, a collaborative hub offering access to shared wood, metal, screen printing, jewelry, and digital design shops through a monthly membership program. The ADX Makerspace, Learning Center, and Fabrication Shop allows people to bring their ideas to life. Open every day at 417 Southeast 11th in Portland, and at adxportland.com. Now, this is what we do here at KBOO. We have folks from the community, businesses from the community supporting us, and make KBOO. That's pretty much what it is. Volunteers come together, listeners come together, members come together, and we all come together. We produce what's on the air. You listen, you give, and that's how we work. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, just like Nick. Woo! Nick is returning member. And Aaron from Northeast Portland, a brand new member. Welcome, Aaron, and welcome back, Nick. This is your time now to join KBOO or rejoin KBOO. Maybe your membership has lapsed, or maybe you already have an ongoing donation and you would like to up it a dollar or two, maybe if you are able. Now is the time to do that, just because we only have 5 minutes left off of this program and we still have a little bit of money to raise. So this would be the perfect opportunity for you to come in with a $5 a month contribution. $5, come to KBOO and helps support this amazing radio station and community resource. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or online at kboo.fm.
It's really easy to do, and we just have 5 minutes in the news, and we urge you to support during the evening news, and that is like a vote for the show. It's like saying, I support the KBOO evening news, and I want this show to make its goal, so that KBOO, when we look at our programs, we say, our listeners really value this. They value the fact that we have a community-produced newscast produced by volunteers every single weekday, and it's done only with your support. For the past 49 years, KBOO has been building this amazing resource together. And like Dell was saying, it's everybody coming together. Some people volunteer. Some people give a monthly deduction from their checking or a checking account or from the credit card. Some people serve on the board or serve on committees. It's a community effort. And all of these parts come together to make this community radio station. So you can be a part of this community. You could be an owner of a radio station right now with just a $5 a month contribution. Or if you are able to, maybe you're someone who has the resources to do a $100 a month contribution, to have a $1,200 a year contribution to KBOO and be a major donor to us and really get us that much closer to the $12,000 more that we have to raise by tomorrow. You know, just 10 of you giving that $100 a month contribution will get us there. Or, you know, 100 of you giving, $12 a month. So just it all adds up. It
you
all adds
up. Math.
877-500-5266. Call in the next 3 minutes to support the evening news. Your donation right now is a powerful gesture. It means that you're willing to stand up and be counted. You're willing to be counted as the next member in the growing radio community, encouraging personal and shared growth, encouraging the sharing of information, this university of the airwaves that we have here at KBOO that really provides the information that is needed for us to organize as a community, to come together in these times where coming together is almost, it's it's something that is needed more than ever. It's just more than ever KBOO is needed. Call right now, 877-500-5266.
I feel exactly like you, Jenka. I feel community is needed. This is exactly what we need. Unless we come together and create forums where we can have conversations, we can have hard conversations, be uncomfortable, be vulnerable for a few minutes, but let's actually face what is going on, what's happening, and let's also celebrate other skills and knowledge and the amazingness that's in our community. That's what we do here at KBOO. As I say, we teach each other. We share each other's knowledge, whether it's on the air or in the hallways of KBOO Radio. This is what we do. We build community. If you're down with that, please call us now, 877-500-5266. If building community and wanting a better world for today and for tomorrow is what you are about, well, that's also what we are about. So now is the best time for you to become a KBOO member and show your love and support. And plus, it's Valentine's Day.
It's maybe Valentine's Day.
You're already a member, but maybe you want to give somebody a membership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to gift the gift of KBOO.
Yeah, and get some tickets to an upcoming show.
Right.
Get them a Democracy Now! T-shirt and say, hey, I gave $6.25 a month to KBOO in your name, and I'm getting you a Democracy Now! T-shirt for Valentine's Day. I'm just thinking about Valentine's Day. I was looking at this quote from Bell Hooks. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move against domination, against oppression. The moment we choose to love, we begin to move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. That action is the testimony of love as the practice of freedom. And we urge you to love right now, to practice love by loving your community, by supporting KBOO, and being with us on this Valentine's Day. Come on down, 20 Southeast 8th. Join the party. You know,
hug.
We are here, and this is a community of love. Support us by calling 877-500-5266 or give online kboo.fm. Support your community station, support yourself, and show some love this Valentine's Day.
KBOO loves you. Love it back.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Preference.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Stepping Stone Cafe, located at 2390 Northwest Quimby Street, and serving breakfast like mancakes and American diner food, lunch, dinner, and drinks 7 days a week. Lunch was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering. Breakfast all day, opening at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekends. It's located on 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Dinner was provided by Cannon's Rib Express, a rib and a sandwich counter with a patio seating located at 54.